Leviticus chapter 9. On the eighth day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. He said to Aaron, "Take a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering, both without defect, and offer them before the Lord. Then speak to the Israelites, saying, 'Take a male goat for a sin offering and a calf and a lamb, both a year old, without defect, for a burnt offering, and an ox and a ram for peace offerings, to sacrifice before the Lord, along with a grain offering, mingled with olive oil, for today the Lord will appear to you.'" So they brought what Moses commanded to the front of the tent of meeting, and the whole congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. Moses said, "This is what the Lord commanded you to do, so that the glory of the Lord may appear to you." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Approach the altar and offer your sin offering and burnt offering, and make atonement for yourself and the people. Then offer the people's offering and make atonement for them, just as the Lord commanded." So Aaron approached the altar and slaughtered the calf as a sin offering for himself. The sons of Aaron presented the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it on the horns of the altar. The rest of the blood he poured out at the base of the altar. But the fat, the kidneys, and the long lobe of the liver from the sin offering he burned on the altar, just as the Lord commanded Moses. The meat and the skin he burned with fire outside the camp. Then he slaughtered the burnt offering. Aaron's sons brought to him the blood, and he splashed it on all sides of the altar. They handed the burnt offering to him, piece by piece, including the head, and he burned them on the altar. He washed the internal organs and the legs, and burned them on top of the burnt offering on the altar. Next he presented the people's offering, and took the goat for the people's sin offering, slaughtered it, and offered it for a sin offering, like the first one. Then he presented the burnt offering, and offered it according to the standard practice. He presented the grain offering, filled his hand with some of it, and burned it on the altar, in addition to the morning burnt offering. He also slaughtered the ox and the ram for the people's peace offering sacrifice. Aaron's sons brought him the blood, and he splashed it on all sides of the altar. But the fat of the ox and the ram, the fat tail, and the fat that covers the internal organs along with the kidneys and the long lobe of the liver, they put on top of the breasts, and he burned the fat portions of the altar. But the breasts and the right thigh Aaron waved high for a wave offering before the Lord, just as Moses commanded. Then Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them. Then he came down after offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offerings. Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting, came out, and blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Fire flared out from the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.